Lee, I'll get going. In terms of this pre-season match you've got coming up on Sunday, what are the chances of Jez Litton and Jesse Sue being involved?
Yeah, they'll play. So Jez Litton, we won't start him because we want to, being a friendly, we'll probably move people around in different positions. So we don't want to put Jez on, take him off, and then put him back on again. So Jez, at this stage, will start the second half. If he could play, unlimited minutes, we'd start him. Matt Parcell at this stage will start, but, Matty's obviously expecting him, waiting for his first child to be born. So, that could happen any moment. So, obviously, that's the most important thing in his life and massive occasion. So it might be unlikely that he'll play, but then we've also got Reece Butterworth that I thought played well last week, who can – definitely do a job and will do a job for us this weekend.
And Jesse as well?
Yeah, Jesse will play. So Jesse's pretty similar. He'll only play one stint. We don't want to sort of get him on and off and then cool him down and then put him back on again. So, at this stage it'll be, a good stint before halftime, and then after halftime, more than likely that'll be it for him.
And then looking slightly further ahead, I know Sam Luckley is expected to be out for this game. When are you looking at a return for him from injury?
Ideally, round two would be nice, but at this stage, it's probably more looking like sort of round three, going through everything at the moment that he needs to. And then you never know until you sort of build up his running and volume and that type of thing, and then you get a better indication then. But at this stage, I'm looking at round two and hopefully round two, but could be round three.
You had a number of younger players involved in the first pre-season game against Sheffield Eagles. How many of them will keep their place in the squad for this one?
Yeah, there's a few who have been rewarded. I thought Zach Fishweek and Leo Tennyson, especially, I thought Leo was very strong. So they'll be rewarded. They gave us a lot of energy, those two. I thought they were behind when they come on, and when they went off, we're in front. So they certainly did their part. As I said before, Reece Butterworth, who he's been one of the better trainers all pre-season. He come back in really good condition, and that's flowed into the way he's played. So he'll get another opportunity. So and probably the standout performer for me on the weekend was Louis Gorman. So Louis will definitely get some minutes as well. It'll be a good opportunity for him.
How big a role do you expect Louis to have this season?
Oh, look, there's no rush or no expectation whatsoever. I'm looking at Louis in a year or two. Now, look, if that happens sooner rather than later, that's great for him and for us as a club. But, I'm certainly looking at Louis as a future star for this club. He's what KR's all about. He's a great kid on and off the field. I've said it previously, when we go to Tenerife and you're flying through airports and you're dealing with the public, I look at all that sort of stuff, and Louis leads the way in his actions around that and how he holds himself. And so that's important to us. And then obviously he's transferred that to the way he's played in the weekend. We played him at fullback in training just by chance. And then I thought, well, this kid's got something. He's not overly tall, but he's extremely willing. He's fast, and he's got some nice skill there. So, we'll sort of persist with that and just see where that takes him. But certainly, there's no rush. I mean, development's a massive thing in rugby league. So you don't want to fast track players too much, especially when they haven't fully grown and developed. And Louis at that stage now, he's still developing and he's still growing. And we'll be patient with him.
You've mentioned Reece Butterworth already. How did you think AJ Wallace did on debut as well?
Yeah, I thought so. AJ played for Featherstone in a game against Bradford, and probably wasn't one of his better games, just before we went to Tenerife. But I thought it was a big improvement on the weekend. I thought he played well. He didn't look out of place. He scored a nice try there. He's a powerful back rower. He gives a little bit of point of difference because he's not your sort of straight up and down back rower. He likes to come back against the grain on change of angle type plays, and that's how he scored his tries. He's low to the ground, but he's very strong. So someone like AJ, he's never been in a full-time environment before. So, again, we're not going to see the best of him. And this time next year, he's going to be a far better player than he is now. So he just needs to keep being consistent and just work hard. And then when he gets his opportunities to play, whether it be reserves or championship, take those with both hands and show us what he's got.
You touched on Featherstone there. Will they be your dual registration partners again this season?
Yeah, so this is the first time that we've done it with them. So this is this is the first. So they had a friendly, I think it was a friendly against Bradford. I went out and watched AJ play that game, and that was the first game that we've had a player play. But yes, this will be the first year with Featherstone.
Looking elsewhere, you've talked about this before, but what role do you envisage Corey Hall having this season, as you played him in a slightly different position than normal?
Yeah, so Corey's one pretty much gone after the preseason. He's been one of our standout trainers, and just his attitude towards preseason. We had a good conversation recently, and you know he just obviously he's very young. He's only 21. He's just had a baby recently. So now you know I think 8 months ago was his baby was born, and it's massive change, isn't it? Like to be a 20-year-old young man to have a newborn, it's a huge responsibility and it's a big change in your life. So I think probably looking back now, you know, he was travelling over and he had a lot going on. So, you know, we played him and then he was out of the team and he probably struggled with that a little bit. The thing with Corey that I want to see, and I think it's important again, is patience. It's, you know, Corey in 2 years' time is the player that we're all going to get excited about. And that's not to say that Corey's not going to play a massive part in what we do this year. He will, and that's the reason why I'm playing Corey, or we are playing Corey in the back row at the moment, just to give us more depth in that area, but to give Corey the best opportunity to make the team, because he's certainly pushing at the moment.
Looking at your coaching setup as well, how are you getting on with Danny Ward at the moment as your new assistant?
Yeah, he's awesome. You know, he's fitting straight well into our team. He brings he obviously brings experience. He's been a head coach before, and there's no doubt he'll be a head coach down the track. He's a character. He brings some really good energy. As I said, he's fit into the KR family extremely well, and looks like he's enjoying his time here, which is good. So you know, he's well supported. We've got a large coaching group. Obviously, Dave Hodgson and Sean Kenny Dow and Brett Delaney, who Brett and Wardy work closely together with our defence, and you know they're building a nice relationship. You know, in what they're doing and what they're bringing to the squad. So you know, we've got a good balance with our staff.
You mentioned Sean. How's he settling into coaching?
Yeah, really well. You know, it was a funny one because he had 2 months off, or you know, if he needed any more time, I was happy for him to start a little bit later. But he actually started earlier than all of us. He was at you know academy training before we started, and he's just been head down since he started. So obviously, you know, it's all new to him. A lot of learning and development. But he's adding a lot to what we're doing. You know, Sean's looking after our pathways, and he's our reserve grade coach as well. But he's got a role with our outside backs. He helps with our kick catch, and as I said, specifically developing our outside backs, both senior level and junior level.
Just looking at recruitment, Willie, before we get on to the Leeds game, what's the latest on your attempts to get a new half back and forward in?
Yeah, nothing to tell at this stage. Look, it's one of those. I think, obviously, you know, we're going to get linked to certain players, and names are going to get tossed up. But I think it's one of those where, hopefully, when we've got something to give, then we'll be able to give to our fans and let everyone know. But at this stage, it's one of those. It's as I said before, it's a difficult situation because you know players are locked into contracts, and I think we need to see things unfold. And as I said before, it'll be where you know a club might not think you know that a player is suited to them, or vice versa, and then they're happy to let the player go. But until that happens, there's nothing that we can sort of do at the moment.
And have you done any work in terms of recruitment for 2025 yet?
You're always looking at recruitment. You're always discussing it. It's evolving. You talk about 26. So the answer is yes. You're always discussing recruitment.
Is Tom Davis a player that you're looking at for 2025 at all?
Well, at this stage, we need to wait and see what happens with his situation, you know, with Catalan. So that'll be one that we'll look at mid-year if he's still available. You know, I think Tom's a very good player. But we need to wait and see what happens with Ryan Hall. Hall is going to have every opportunity to prove himself, and if he wants to go again the year after and he's still doing the same thing, then Hawley will be playing the year after. But so we need to see how that unfolds, and I'll have conversations with Hawley before we have conversations with anyone else.
What has Ryan said to you about next season at the moment?
He wants to play at least 50. So
don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either. He's a special human. The way that he approaches the game and the way and how professional he is and how much he knows his body, you can never put a limit on him. So I'm not going to say, oh, this is his last year. Look, from what I'm led to believe, it didn't happen to me because I finished a lot earlier. But, you know, there's times that you wake up and when you get to a certain age and you go, I can't do it anymore. Unless I'm seeing it, like if I see that he's starting to paddle a little bit, obviously we'll have a conversation around this is what I'm seeing, how you're feeling. But at the moment I've seen nothing but I don't even look at the age or what his number is because I'm just looking at his actions and there's nothing to me saying that he's slowing down at this stage. As I said, that may change, you know, with a full season again, but it'd be one of those where I'd like to think that, and respectfully for him, that he can come to me and say, look, my time's up, or look, I'm willing to go again, and I want to go again, and these are the reasons why. This is the evidence. I think it's you're always proving yourself in this game, regardless of coach, player, whatever it is. You're only as good as your last game, so to speak. So, as a team, we need to build again. We need to prove it again. And as individuals, we need to do the same as well. So, Hall is no different there, but I certainly don't see him slowing down at this stage. That's for sure.
On to Leeds Rhinos on Sunday. Have you picked a goal kicker for this season ahead of this game?
Yeah, so we're going to go with Petahiku. He'll goal kick. So him and James Batchelor were probably the last two standing that were sort of neck and neck. At the moment, we're going to go with Petter and see how that goes, but we've got some capable backup kickers. As I said, Batchelor, he'd be ready to go as well.
What swayed your decision to go with Petter in the end?
Oh, we had some in-house sort of competitions and put them under the pump a little bit. And there was nothing in it, absolutely nothing in it. You know, we've got a kicking coach as well that comes in, and I'll obviously consult with him. And it's there's not much in it at all. Now it's about just seeing how Petter does it in games and under pressure. And then, as I said to Batch, I'm sure that he'll have opportunity. And we need to have a backup kicker, but Batch will kick at some stage. It's just a matter of when.
Looking at this game, you played two pre-season games before the derby. Hull FC have three. What's the thinking behind you playing just the two?
Yeah, I mean, you need to play friendlies, but personally, I'm not a massive fan of friendlies, although they're important. They're important for a lot of different reasons. They're important because sometimes you don't know what your round one team's going to be, and that's the case at the moment. So players are still fighting for positions. So obviously that's important. But sometimes, I'm a believer if you play too many trials, then round one feels like round two or round three, where round one's round one, and we're building for that. You know, we haven't looked at anything of Leeds this week. We're not even, we're not discussing the opposition. We're still in pre-season mode, and that's how we've planned this week, and it's been planned like that for a long time. So our players going to, feel great on game day. Hopefully they are, but they're not going to feel like they normally do. And the reason is because we're still in pre-season mode as far as we're concerned, because our sole focus is building towards round one. That's our focus. But anytime you put a KR jersey on, then you need to play a certain way. So we obviously want to be consistent and committed to that.
As a result then, how much should we read into the starting 13 that you pick on Sunday ahead of the new season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people were read into it, but as I said before, I've already indicated that Jez Litton at this stage would have been the nine, starting nine. That's, there's no secret there that he's got the nine jersey now for a reason. He's not a young pup anymore. He's mid 20s, and Matty and I have had some conversations, and Matty knows exactly where he's at and where Jez is at, and Matty's still going to be very, very important to us, but we need to progress, and it's time for Jez now to to own that number nine, that hooking role. You know, he's, as I said, he's mid-20s now. He's played for England, so I think it's important now that he goes after it. Now, that can change, can't it? I mean, you know, performances and different things around that can change, so he needs to be consistent if he does get that opportunity or when he gets the opportunity. Now, whether that be round one, because Jez has come back from his shoulder, that we need to work that out. It's one of those where if Jez starts at nine, he's ready to play and take that role. But overall, the 13, yeah, I mean, the guys in the first 13 have probably got the best opportunity or first opportunity to cement that spot. But again, that can change pretty quickly.
Just finally, before I pass the baton on, what are you looking to get out of this game as a head coach in terms of performance?
Yeah, I just want to see individuals just transfer what they've done in the preseason, and we've worked hard. It's been a shortened preseason to what we've had in the past, but it's been a lot of quality. And I'm just looking for, you know, building those combinations. I think, you know, we've got a new halves pairing. There's a lot of new faces. You know, there's a lot of new players in our side. So it's just building those combinations. But individually, mainly, you know, is around our defence. That's number one that we're looking at. And I'll be looking at individuals, what they're doing defensively, and just, yeah, how hard they work for each other. They're sort of key ingredients to what we do for majority of the year. And that'll be the same, whether it's a friendly or, you know, first game of the year.
Willie, thanks for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.
Hi, Willie. Just on Jez and Jesse, how much of a boost is it that not only seemingly they'll be in a position to play round one, but the fact that they can get some minutes under the belt in this game? Because I think at certain points you weren't sure whether they would be able to play in this game at all, to be honest.
Yeah, so Jesse's worked extremely hard. Jesse's one. I mean, you only have to look at him when he takes his shirt off of how fit he is. So in terms of, you know, what goes in his mouth with food and his diet, and then pretty much it's what Jess has been able to control, being off feet, he's done exceptionally well. And that was a big part of me bringing Jesse over was, you know, when I first signed, is I wanted to bring in professionals. I wanted to bring in players that, you know, when someone like Jess walked around with his shirt off, that people will look at him and go, wow, that's a professional there. And that's what he's shown. Jess has shown that since he's been injured. Like, he got injured for 16 weeks and then he's come back for a couple of games and then got injured again for another 16 weeks. It's extremely hard to take for players. There's nothing worse when you're a player and you get injured, you know, touch wood, you know, players doing their ACLs and all that sort of stuff. It's awful. So pretty much Jess has gone through that. But then it's how they started to get tested individually, you know, mentally, because they think, well, oh, I can just put that in my mouth because it don't really matter because I'm not playing, or I don't have to do that because I'm not playing for another 20 weeks or whatever it is, where Jess has made sure that he's gone after every single day and he's consistent with what he's done. So that's why he's back. That's why he's back early. And I wasn't sure, because you get a time frame from the physios that this is the norm. But then, yeah, Jess is still, it's not as if we're bringing him back too early or he's getting rushed back. He's ready to play, but he'll play limited minutes. And Jess is one where, mate, we need to just see where he's at. He started his contact, and then we'll get a better indication this week of where he's fully at going into round one.
We know that Sam Luckley, as you said, won't be available. Is there anyone else that won't be available for varying reasons?
Yeah, so Kalepi won't play this weekend, but Kalepi will be on track for round one. So he's had some issues with hamstrings in the past, and he's had a slight strain. But we definitely don't want to be taking any risk with Kalepi, and you know, we're working towards round one.
Well, I think that's everything covered for me. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Matt.
Yeah, I'll cover my side. Willie,
all good. You. Cheers, James. All good.
Hey, Willie, all right.
Hey,
all
Sam.
Right, just last couple, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, mate.
Have you obviously you played a lot of the younger lads last week, and you've sort of alluded that it's going to be a bit stronger this week. Have you earmarked any players that you think you want to get those minutes into the season? So any sort of players that are destined for like Featherstone or on your dual reg or the championship for a loan? Have you sort of picked out which players you might send where and which ones you want to keep in and around the squad?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those where there's no doubt championship's the next best competition. So wherever our players or whenever our players can play in the championship, then we'd love them to play in that if they're not playing first team, you know, until we get the reserves where it needs to be. You know, I'm obviously a massive believer that our reserves needs to be the next best tier, the next best competition. That's going to help development. It's going to help make things a lot easier in terms of transitions and that type of thing. But at the moment, the reality is the championship's the next best tier. So we need our players playing and getting developed the best they can. So I suppose it's whether, you know, Featherstone, our dual reg want certain players, but we'll have them ready for to play reserve grade or in championship. As I said, someone like Reece Butterworth, depending on Matty's situation this week, you know, he could end up playing 60 minutes at hooker this week, possibly. If Matty doesn't play, well, he'll only get a short spell. So, but I'm okay either way because he's a guy that we need to see against Super League teams to see where he's at, because I've seen him in a championship level and he can handle it. So we just need to expose him to the best rugby possible. And if they're not playing Super League, and I think it's the championship at this stage, which, as I said, I'd love to see that the reserve grade comp getting strengthened the way it should.
And just on Featherstone, obviously you mentioned AJ Wallace had a game there earlier in the pre-season. Has James Ford indicated that he's interested in specific positions, or was it just a case that on that occasion he needed a second rower?
Yeah, so on that occasion, he needed a second rower. So James was in today, actually. He came in and watched our session. So it was good, obviously, you know, building a relationship with those guys, and good for him to see our players live and see, you know, who the guys that are fringe players at the moment, whether they would make his team or suited to his team. And so he'll get a better indication today of what he's thinking. But it'll be one of those where, if he needs a centre, what do you got? We'll give him some names and options and then take it from there. That's probably how it'll work. It certainly won't be us saying you've got to take that guy, because he's got a squad himself and he's got players that work all day, then they go and train that night, and it's a big ask. So I'm sure that he'll want to give them game time as well.
Yeah, and just finally, I know that last year at the Super League launch, Tom Opacic said something along the lines of, when asked about what the goal for the season was, I think he said to go win the grand final. And I think at the time, fans maybe thought, well, he's maybe aiming a bit high, or they maybe weren't, thought it was just like a sort of media-style answer. But silverware or making Old Trafford has got to be the goal this season, right? After, I mean, you can only build on last season, and you were one win away from the Challenge Cup and one win away from Old Trafford. So is that the clear goal, or is it just improvement upon improvement week on week?
Yeah, I mean, look, I can give cliche lines here and stuff like that, but look, I think when you're a professional coach or player, I don't know, I've been involved with teams when we've been terrible and we've won minimal games. But for me, and then I've been involved with teams that, you know, making grand finals and close to making grand finals and that type of thing, you never go into a season, well, I don't believe you should be in professional sport if you don't want to achieve and try and win a competition or win silverware. Doing that's really hard. It's extremely hard. So, you know, Tom saying that is, that was real, you know, that's not staged or whatever, because sometimes like, oh, don't put the pressure on your team. And that's what players want to do. You know, that's what coaches want to do. We want to win competitions. That's this club is working towards winning a competition. Now, we need to, you know, we had a really good year last year, but we need to go and build that again. And I look at the competition. The competition is very even. You know, look at teams like Huddersfield, for example. I think Huddersfield will have a really good year this year. You know, they've got Adam Clune, who I know well, and they're a good team. They were last year. They were only getting beat narrowly, but they've strengthened their team. Look at Leeds Rhinos. Lee Leopards have obviously strengthened their team again. We have. And then you look at the main sides, you know, your Wigan, your St Helens and clubs like that. It's a really even competition. So for us to say, yeah, well, I'm not going to make a statement and say that, you know, we're going to win the competition, but every team striving to win the comp, and we're no different. And that's what we, you know, we don't talk about the end result so much. You know, after we got beaten in the Challenge Cup, it wasn't about, okay, we need to go make the semis now, or we need to do this. It was just a matter of improving, like you did say before, but improving on what we learned in that Challenge Cup. And that's what I was most proud about last year, because we learnt, you know, from our wrongs we did in that game, and then we made up for it for 6 or 7 weeks, whatever it was, and then we put in one of our worst performances in the last game. So we need to improve from that last game, and we need to improve significantly if we're going to be there at the end, because, you know, we're not far away off from Old Trafford, but going by that game, we're still a long way off, if that makes sense. So, but we're getting there, mate.
And you'll be all the better for those sort of experiences now as well, won't you?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, I mean, in terms of, you know, a feel, when you look at a team and as a coach, and you look around and you go, okay, where do you think the, you know, obviously culture is a buzzword and a big word, but, you know, we've got some really good leaders, and we did lose a lot of leaders last year, but we've got some great leaders this year, and especially Elliot Minchella, the way he's leading the side as captain. You know, it makes you feel comfortable of, you know, we haven't kicked the ball off yet, but that we're heading in the right direction. Now it's about, we need to go do it, and we'll look to do that. Obviously, we've got a friendly this weekend, but really looking forward to that round one game against our rivals.